Okay, good morning. We're taking Chayalim Klal Lamed Simon Beis. And the Chayalim continues and he says, Koldavar Shedinoi Shabasora, these parts of the halacha that we said requires 10 people. Ketfila, we said that for the purpose of Tila B'tzibur or Kriya Sotara, and the purpose of Ladar Sashatz, Kriya Sotara, Nasiyas Kapayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So all of these which require 10 people. The Mishmar adds Haftarah for the Navi requires 10 people. V'ischilu b'yud. And we started the tefillah with 10 people in the room. V'yotzu miksosin, and some people left. The Mishmar adds, but at least 6 remain. So the majority of the tzibur is still there. The halacha is Germa Moisav Inyan, Al Bishaloi Nisharu Yud. You can complete what you're doing, even though not 10 people. 10 people are no longer there. So we started because there's a shot with 10 people. Yet his minion mitzumzum, and one person in the middle of the shots leaves early, steps out to the bathroom. So you only have 9 people now in the room. The chazan plus 8 other people. So you cannot daven chazar shots in that situation. But you started with 10 people. You continue. You finish off. But this halacha only allows you to complete this part of the tefillah. But to start something new, you can't do. So now we have to define what that means. So he's going to go through some examples of what's called that you are completing something, what's called starting something new, how we define the different segments of our tefillah. Okay. No, but it's important to point out that even though you can finish off, so the person says, well, if I can finish off, it's okay for me to leave. That's incorrect. It's not true. The person who left is Oysa Veira. He's doing something inappropriate by leaving early, leaving in the middle. All of them are Oysa Hashem Yichlu. The Pasuk says those who forsake Hashem will be destroyed. They will end. So the act of leaving in the middle of it, of a Darshan of Kedusha, is called during Oysa Hashem. You could be there, be part of the Tzibur, which is listening to the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which goes Arsa Shabbos. Praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kedusha and Kaddish, etc. The person instead leaves. Obviously, the person has a compelling need, so then he's not called Oizav Hashem. He's not leaving because he wants to Oizav Hashem. But if a person doesn't, not forced to, a person should remain. Now, if 10 people remain, I'm not called Oizav Hashem. Now, why is that? If the problem is I'm leaving the praises of Hashem, what's the difference if I leave 10 people or not? So we're saying, well, because if you could tell me that the halacha is that when you leave, they have to stop, so it's clear, in the middle of Kedusha, and then one person walks out, we say, oh, hey, we have to stop Kedusha, so he was always in Hashem, he sort of forced the whole tzibur to stop praising Hashem. But we're saying you're allowed to finish it off. So if there's 11 people and I walk out, I'm not always in Hashem. If there's 10 people and I walk out, I'm not always in Hashem, even though the tzibur will continue doing it. It means even though the tzibur is continuing to do it, he's not doing it as an Eda, and the element of Kiddush Hashem, which an Eda is supposed to produce, is lacking. That's called Oizav Hashem. He's causing that the Kiddush Hashem, which should have been done in an Eda, which Chazal learned out from Sukkim, is 10 people, is no longer being done, and that itself is considered an act of undermining the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and therefore it's called an Oizav Hashem. Lefichos, he goes to some examples. In his chilul yitzur or biyud, they started. They said Baruch Hu, which is the beginning of the. So they said the Kaddish after the Shtabach, and they said Baruch Hu, and they started Birchas Yitzur Or with 10 people. But when they came to Chazar Sashatz, so they had 10 people for a Shemar Nasei. But before they started Chazar Sashatz, one person left. Before they started the shots of Philip, because Rami started the Chazar Sashatz, some of them left. Well, yeah, so because even though they were all together for Birchas Yotzer, the Birchas Priyashma and Shriyashma, they were all together for the Salon Shmanese, but before Chazar Sashatz starts, it's a whole new step in the process. It's a new inyan, and therefore, the fact there was a minyan earlier doesn't help. Shuinyan b'thni atzma. They started Chazar Shashatz. He's in the middle of the first bracha, somebody walked out. You can recall a tefillah, so you finish all of Chazar Shashatz. That's the same minyan. And not only that, we look at the Kaddish, which comes after Chazar Shashatz, as part of the same minyan as the Shmoneh Esrei itself. We got Makadosh Shalach Uvalatzion, the Shaykh Latfilah Shrei Amram Tiskabel Slosa. So the Kaddish Tiskabel is the tefillah which we say that all the tefillahs that we've said should be accepted by Barosan by Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Kaddish Tiskabel is going back at Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, it's considered the same inyan. And as long since there were 10 people at the beginning of the inyan of Chazar Shashatz, so he's allowed to finish up the whole inyan. So that includes the rest of Chazar Shashatz plus Kaddish Tiskabel. That means he'll say the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachanun and the Kaddish Tiskabel after. He will not say, but you can't say Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu or after Shishayim. Now, furthermore, he says that you can't lean. So it's a Monday or Thursday, and normally they say Tachanon, they say Chatzi Kaddish, which you could say, and they lean. Well, you can't lean on 10 people, so they will go straight. Like they would deal with the Thursdays if it was a Wednesday, and let's go straight from after the Chatzi Kaddish to go straight to Ashrei, and Ashrei will see on the Kaddish Tiskabel, and that's it. So you mifnei atzmai, Kriyas HaTorah is a separate Indian. It's not part of the tefillah of Chazar Shashatz. It's a separate Indian, so it has to be required you to start that, which you don't have.